Good morning. It's Andrew hanging out with you on this February 24th, this Thursday. Normally we get Chris on Tuesdays, but because of weather, because of President's Day, because of everything else, we get him on a Thursday. Chris, how are you doing this morning?
Well, good. Yeah. This is probably the latest I've ever been in for, because I don't remember ever having a Wednesday council meeting. But yeah, with the holiday and then this dang weather, it's just amazing how everything's gotten pushed back. By the way, so I should let people know, I just put it out on social media, but we got word from Waste Management. They're running a day late because of all the weather, too. So just FYI about that. If you have today or tomorrow pickups, I guess it's running a day late. But we're getting used to that this winter.
Well, yeah. And, you know, you don't realize how much you're going to miss the sunshine until you don't see it. I was so happy to see the sun yesterday.
Oh, yeah. It really, you know, and actually the wind wasn't too bad. So yesterday, if you were out in the sun, it really wasn't too bad.
I wouldn't go that far, but.
Well, yeah, born and raised North Dakota, and it really wasn't too bad. But yeah, the sun was just nice for mood, just to mm-hmm. see the sun and the blue sky. We're just going to have to. It's almost March. I'm really crossing my fingers, but this has been such an odd winter. I don't know what to expect anymore.
They say every winter it's worse than the last one, so we'll see how next winter is. Right. Let's talk about the council meeting. How did things go yesterday?
Yeah, we had city council finally able to meet last night. I want to say first, we had our the first annual Fire and Ice Pond Hockey Tournament on Saturday. It went really well, especially for year one. We had a team from out of town had to back out because of the weather, but we still had some visitors from the Morris Benson area and a lot of Blades teams as well. So we had a lot of youngsters out on the ice and a lot of parents watching and trying to warm up and keep warm. And so I think things went fairly smoothly. There are definitely some lessons learned. We're going to have a post-event meeting to talk about what to do better next year, because if that Wadena team had been able to make it, we'd have been awfully crunched in some areas trying to keep warm. But we have some plans in place and just didn't get communicated as well. So we'll work on that. But I should thank the Parks and Rec Department. They did a great job getting like parking and everything ready to go. Our street crew helped me with the burn barrels that MDI had given us. Buyer Tree Service donated firewood. The Blades and their volunteers got everything ready. We had concessions that went well. And the guys that were getting the ice ready to go really did a great job. And then I want to thank Little Unease, too. Corey put on a great show. It was a little bit smaller, although it didn't really feel like it because he had some great fireworks, but it was a little smaller than our fourth, but this is our first year, and I understand some people didn't know we were doing the fireworks, so they were a little disappointed they weren't able to get down there, and I apologize for that, but this happened really quick. And like I mentioned at council last night, I said next year we'll have more time because we're planning on the same weekend, so President's Day next year is what the plan is. We'll have a little bit more funding, hopefully, because, again, this was too quick. And then also I want people to get it in their heads that this is the weekend we're going to have a fall festival. So it will conclude with fireworks on Saturday night and people will just know. So that's going to be something we'll continue to grow and just remember that because it was pretty cool to see it just in the middle of February, we're shooting off fireworks. That was pretty fun. So thank you to everybody for that, and look forward to more in the future. The Headwaters Music Festival. I did ask for a street closure yesterday. There's been a little bit of a change in the format of that, so I'm just going to mention that quick. The Headwaters Music Festival this summer will be July 22nd and 23rd. That's we're moving it, instead of starting it on Thursday, we're going to start it on Friday and have it Friday, Saturday. July 22nd, 23rd. Also decided that we're going to have it all in one city one day and one the next. And it's going to be all in one location in each city. So on Friday the 22nd, starting at noon, there will be bands playing in downtown Wahpeton. It's the same place everybody's familiar with, between the Brew and the Boiler Room, 4th Street between Dakota Avenue and 2nd Avenue there. Two stages, one at the north end, one at the south end, and they'll be playing from noon to midnight. Basically, will be just bands all day playing to have music straight through downtown all day. And then the next day, they'll do the same thing in Breckenridge and the Casey's parking lot there on Minnesota Avenue. Same thing, basically noon to midnight will be music all day. And so that's something we're going to try a little different this year. And I asked that street to be closed pretty much all day because of the setup and takedown. And I do want to mention this year they went, were able to get a little bit, go a little bit out of where we normally get a band, and they booked 32 Below. It's a good, people I think in the region know the band. I have never heard them live, but I've heard of them a number of times. So that's going to be the headliner on Friday night. So looking forward to that. I think it'll just be a fun time to have that music playing all day downtown. Really, I think that'll be great for the downtown area, and hopefully we'll just continue also to grow that as well. Just keep making little tweaks, but so far it's working. We did, we'll be talking about some a PACE interest buy down for some storage units in the Homestead area. And I mentioned that because people have seen the signs over there on the west side for a long time. And up until this point, nothing has been, no ground has been broken there. But we expect ground to be broken as soon as they can. I don't know when that will be this year or this spring, but they're going to get in there as soon as they can. So you will see some dirt moved in the Homestead this summer, as well as a number of other areas. So I just mentioned that because it's been a question people have brought up. Same question as that central lot, which I think I mentioned last time. You'll see some work there this summer too. So that actually reminds me then to just let people know, you know, this summer I think you're going to see a lot of action in a lot of different parts of town, including that central area where there's a lot of other homes and businesses and things. So just keep in mind that it could be a very busy summer for Wahpeton, and there may be some, you know, rerouting of traffic here and there. But I always say just remember that that's a good thing, because we're getting, you know, it's progress. We're getting homes up. We're getting businesses built. I mean, it's those kind of things that are good for the city. If you're interested, remember election 2022 is happening this June. If you're interested in one of the positions on the city council or the Wahpeton Park Board, paperwork is due by 4 p.m. on April 11th. So if you're interested, if these reports that I give you sound really interesting and you want to know more about city happenings, run for city council. It is a very rewarding. When I first ran for council, it was I was newly returned to the city, and just really wanted to kind of dive in head first and know more about what was going on and take part more in what was going on. And you do learn a lot about the city happenings, and probably get some insights you didn't know before. I hear that a lot from people that get on the council, and they say, you know, I didn't realize how in depth some of these things, these decisions are. The snow removal, for example, there are a lot of logistics that go into that. So it's a lot more than I think is typically known. So it is meetings. You do have to attend a fair amount of meetings, but they're typically not real long. And it's just, again, something that if you want to get involved in the community, it's a great way to do it. The library board also has some openings. I was also on the library board for a while when I was on city council, and that's a way to get your foot in the door too. If you want to kind of test the waters as far as putting in a time commitment, but they meet once a month, and typically I think those meetings are an hour and a half. And may seem like a small thing, but there are a lot of things. That's a public library. A lot of people depend on that building and those materials. So it really is an important thing to make sure that, that's working like a well-oiled machine. I remember when I was on the park board, there was some discussion on a controversial book. And then so you're making an important decision on whether or not that book stays on a bookshelf, and people, in particular kids, are able to read it. So there are some very important things that can be decided even at that level. So there's another way that people can get involved. There will be some design standards created for the city, especially for the business areas. And I mention that because as we continue to grow, and as I've touted growth, so far the last couple of years, We definitely need to have something in place so that things are not too wonky, mm-hmm. for lack of a better word, when areas are built. You know, we're expecting the homestead over there to start picking up once ground is broken. And with all the other areas that we're looking at right now and with some growth and some potential new places, I think that there definitely needs to be something in place so that things look good and attractive, because the point is we're trying to grow the community. So we want it to look good, and it doesn't mean that it's something you're not going to have a Bible-sized book of regulations to follow. It's just something to give guidelines and give mm-hmm. people directions when they're looking at some of these things. A reminder, please check on the hydrants in your area, in your neighborhood, and clean them out if they need to, because the snow, of course, is just, I cannot believe how much snow we got the last couple of days, those 2 days or so with that last blizzard. And we need to have those cleared out. I mean, you've all heard about how quickly fires can spread. And so you want the fire department to be able to get to those hydrants as soon as possible. So please, if you have a hydrant, especially if it's near your yard, in your yard, by your driveway or something, please clear those out so that the fire department can get there and get into action as soon as possible. And just the last thing I'm going to mention is just a piece of trivia to know how much snow we received. For that last blizzard, 300 truckloads of snow was taken off of Dakota Avenue alone.
It's a lot of snow.
that's just incredible. I don't remember. I was probably a kid when we had that much snow over the course, and it went for so long. Even this winter, as bad as it's been, typically those storms have been maybe 12 hours and they're done. This is a couple of days worth of continuous snow and blowing snow. So it was pretty crazy. So hopefully everything's dug out and we can keep going. We were talking off air about basketball tournaments. We're getting into March. There's so much activity going on, mm-hmm. and so many different things that kids got kind of robbed of those experiences a couple years ago with COVID. So I hope that the weather does not play a part in getting them out and getting them to take part in these tournaments and things that really are the culmination of the season that they really worked hard on. So, and they're just fun to watch. I mean, I have a buddy coming over. We're going to watch the state tournaments, the Class A state tournaments when they come a week or so. And it's just fun. It's just fun to sit down and be able to, whether you're watching live or listening to it on the radio or watching it on streaming or something, it's really, it's a fun time of year. So I hope that everything goes well and that storm was the last of the big ones that we get, at least.
Yeah, I hope so, too. Sure. Chris, every couple weeks we come in and talk to you about city council stuff. Thanks so much for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.
You're listening to the Voice of the Valley, KBMW.